Welcome back to another lightning clapping, cheek slapping, storm raging, wind waging episode of Dead Men Roll No Crits. This is your wave riding and hurricane Herkle Dirkling GM Patrick here, and joining me in surfing the shackles and duggering all the skulls is my good buddy Jabert. Hey Jabert.
Hey, surf's up, dude.
Cowabunga.
Cowabunga and so forth. This is I know this will not be timely when the episode comes out in October. Yeah, in October, but like right now the Summer Olympics are going on, and yesterday I just watched the surfing and oh boy, it's very exciting. And
I'm like, picture, yeah, they're down in Tahiti.
Oh yeah, I was like, man, I bet Candosa would be good at that.
But be not unfair. Unfair advantage.
Unfair advantage. He's got a magic horse that he surfs on. So
yeah. I've never surfed. I've boogie boarded all the live long day, but yeah, it's pretty difficult, I imagine. Yeah. It's such a cool Olympic sport.
Yeah. I mean, I can barely stand on a surfboard when it's like on the ground. So
big plankwood. How's it going, Jabert? We're in one-on-one episode mode this week. Just no buffer. No other folks to take up our time. And we're also recording this in the morning, which is something we never do.
An entirely new experience for both of us. I've never seen you before noon before in my life.
Yeah. Oh, this is so weird. Well, yeah, normally we record in the dead of night, just about all the podcasts. And I feel like I've recorded for like CritterCon earlier in the afternoon. I think I did play a morning game one time with folks and had a good time there, but it feels awkward.
Yeah, it's a specific time for board gaming. It's a very specific sort of moment in your life when you're playing a board game in the dead of morning.
Yeah, well, it's so funny. We play our IRL Pathfinder game. We start at 12:30, so you know it's still pretty early comparatively.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's
we used to be a lot later in the afternoon. Yeah,
we used to play like 4:30 or something. We just go until it was dark, and that was great. And then I had a kid, and then and my wife was like, "No, we're not doing that." She loved it when we were doing it on Roll20, when we were just playing online during the old
Pando
times. Yeah.
Pando Express. Yeah.
That's right. When we were in the parallelogram. And so,
yes,
with me being able to just like, you know, walk up the stairs and, you know, change diaper real quick and walk back down.
You gotta sell your house and just move closer to me. And then you can just leave and come back, like if you're close as our buddy Kyle. Right. So this episode and the other ones I'm doing with Rebecca, Seth, and Tyler are just kind of like little capstone episodes for your character, and is going to explore the time after episode 192, after kind of the official end of book 6 of Skull and Shackles from Hell's Heart, and talk about what happens with your character. You know, where's Candoso going? And I guess your episode also kind of starts right where Cassius's did, which is the coronation of your captain into King Cassius, the Driftwood King. I guess my first question is, what's Candoso's response to this? Did you see this happening?
What do I think of his new name? No es bueno.
You don't like the Driftwood King?
I was hoping we'd pick a different wood type, but I mean, Driftwood King's pretty. I mean, yeah, it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool.
What other wood type?
I don't know, like acacia, maybe the acacia king.
Jabert, you could have spoke up during the episode. That's really good.
I guess. But yeah, no. Tyler's a king. Tyler picks his thing. Tyler.
Well, I actually suggested that one for him, but maybe he's got some other names in the future. Yeah, but Candoso's good with this. I mean, this for the most part means the end of adventuring on the Tidebreaker. He's going to be, pun intended, shackled to his job in Port Peril for the most part.
Yeah, It's, I mean, it's, I don't think there's any keeping Candoso off the open seas, but yeah, he's got, it seems like Candoso has some more responsibilities on land these days, but as long as he doesn't stray too far from the coast, I think he'll be all right.
So. Yeah. Well, Kent Wickley, I think after the, you know, week-long debauchery that is the coronation of King Cassius, gets a raven perhaps sent to you with a quick message from the old master of Gales. You know who he is. You love who he is.
We love him. You know him. You love him.
Asking you to join him on in Drenchport, mm-hmm. the Isle of Drenchport, which we last saw was pretty much completely destroyed by the Chelish invasion a few weeks prior. Indeed, when you get back there, there's like a small camp of people outside of the city in tents and stuff, and the majority of the work they do seems to be like salvage and hauling away bits of building that can't be reused again, setting up huge old piles, like burn piles of wood. It was mostly burnt, but you find the, when you get back to the Isle, the Master of Gales kind of standing there overlooking the ocean, and he does not have his standard robes on, his magically infused robes. He's just kind of got on like very light clothing, perhaps a jaunty scarf, you know, for the wind.
I've never seen him in such
civvy clothes.
Yeah, right. it's almost a little jarring to see him like this.
Yeah, and he's like, "Oh, Candoso, thank you for answering my summons. I hope you understand why I have called you to my aid."
I can only imagine, friend, but you don't seem yourself today. What's new?
I am advanced in years, and I have been at my post here watching the Eye of Abednego, watching this land be lashed by the storms for some time, and the Drevalia Thrun's destruction of my city has perhaps shook me a bit. I do not believe that I am the one to lead this place and these people in the future. I have decided to renounce my robes and my position here and give up my seat on the council, and I was hoping that perhaps you could take on this role. There needs to be someone here on the edge of the storm watching it, for there have been things in the past that have escaped it. Unnatural things that must be stopped by one of our order. I wish I could be more forthcoming, but it is not something I can tell you about. It's only something that you can see for yourself.
Spoilers and whatnot. Yeah, I get it. I don't know. The captain has had need of me over in Port Peril, and I have many responsibilities there, to say nothing of the damage done to the Isle of Empty Eyes. But I see your need, and
I have spoken with the newly minted king, and I believe that the Isle of Empty Eyes will be taken care of by your cohort, Alaris, the Bellringer.
Well, then it's in good hands.
But we need someone here for Drenchport, for the rebuilding, and also someone to take over, perhaps, the Free Captain's Regatta.
Oh, well, I
your king wants to have it bigger and better in his first year than it ever has been.
Oh gosh, you know how he likes pomp. He likes the circumstance. He loves pomp. Well, I obviously accept your generous promotion, and I will protect the people of Drenchport and of the Shackles from the Eye, and will stand guard against its many spooks and monstrosities. prove my point, I cast dinosaur fort, and I turn, I build a big dinosaur fort. so I'm already started. There's like Tyrannosaurus Rex is all over garden.
Oh my god!
Look at that. Level 10 spells are great.
That's a thing you can do. Oh gosh.
Yeah. So you can spend some time here in Drenchport and not only oversee the building, but perhaps recruit folk from other lands, maybe take some time to sail out to other places and look for perhaps builders or mages, that can help out with this.
I know that Rickety Hakes is a pretty small outfit, but mm-hmm. I feel like there's some pretty decent shipwrights and some good builder stock there. I might reach out to old Rickety and see if he's got some spare time on his hands. I know he must be busy after all the battling and whatnot.
There's a lot of ships to be squibbed and repaired for sure, but there are other ports mm-hmm. in the Shackles you can go to for some repair work. I should mention that a lot of the Drenchport fleet was sunk, but some of them can be repaired. If Candoso needs a vessel of his own, because I don't think the Kraken is going to get bequeathed to you, Master of Gale's ship. Mm-hmm. But do you have a ship name in mind for a Candoso captained vessel?
Let's see.
It's a good start. Great start. That's a
good start. Oh, man. It's way better than A.
A ship.
A big boat. The big boat. The. Wait, so his is named the Kraken?
It is.
Oh, my name is the Kraken Lightning. The Lightning Kraken.
Kraken, apostrophe.
But spelled differently.
The Kraken. I mean, honestly, that's an awesome pirate ship name.
Yeah, I'll go with that. I'll have it in a big board just carved into it, and it's all in crude shapes, and have that hung on the side of the ship.
What's the bowsprit?
that's the thing up like on the front,
the masthead. Yeah.
Oh, you know what? I'm going to commission a work of the Nerid that we met back on the Isle of Empty Eyes.
You mean your lover, Safina?
Safina, yeah. Yeah, exactly. If she can't leave the Isle of Empty Eyes, then I will her visage at least will travel the seas.
And Kraken indeed. Right, so this is a process of many months repairing ships and rebuilding Drenchport. Are there any features, because you are building rebuilding a city kind of from the ground up, any features of Drenchport you want built in? Do you want it to be like more fort-like? Do you want it to be a open city plan? I imagine parks might be a part of it.
I'm imagining, yeah. I mean, I think that, yeah, there should be some green space for sure.
The only building that survived was the drowned dwarf, the bar, if you recall. they kept that one up. But
good for them. But that we should definitely. I'd like to raise a seawall against the tides, and in addition to that, I think the just architecturally, it should include a lot of spires with lightning rods on top, so we can direct the lightning towards a little, I guess not a laboratory exactly, but I don't know, like a little like Arcanium or something. So
yeah.
We can leverage our position adjacent to the Eye of Abednego to, you know, for the study of the chaotic natures of the storm. And
a gnome salvager named Tho Rimplethimber has a wild plan to bottle lightning and use it to power what was once whale oil lamps, and instead to use the power of lightning to light up streetlights. He's like, I know this might sound crazy, but what if What if we don't hunt whales to extinction and instead we got this renewable energy source?
Right. It's like that's I think that's a great idea. I'll promote him to the chief science officer of the electrical emporium or whatever it's called. And
Rimplethimber Lightning Rider.
Exactly. We will do what we can to harness the power of the storm for the people of Drenchport and ultimately perhaps for the world. But that may have to take some. That'll be some time.
Well, like I said, this episode is going to take place over like the course of an entire year. But we could talk about like after as well. Like if you have long term plans, you are much in the same way that the Master of Gales had an ally. You are aided by Mace Darimar, another member of the Pirate Council, who's kind of half aquatic elf. Mm-hmm. And he'll often visit and see how construction's going. Come on his galleon, the Wave Crest is.
When he arrives, there I share with him a spell of water walking, so that we can take a stroll on the ocean's waves. And so, I don't know if he can cast spells or not, but if he can't, I'll cast them for him, so we can have privacy when we discuss our plans.
Sure. Yeah, and he talks about perhaps other ways to develop the isle, because you know there it's not just Drenchport. The island has a few other settlements and fishing colonies and things like that. So, but it is a fairly large island. Yeah, maybe get some visits from the southeast, from Aranax and Dimion, who he's working with Tessa Fairwind in this coming year and developing kind of a hurricane defense league, like a line of ships around the Eye of Abednego to defend against encroachment, if mm-hmm. you will, from the north.
That sounds like a good idea. And I will try to use my abilities to see if I can weatherproof their fleets as well as we are able for against a environment as hostile as when in the outskirts of the Eye of Abednego.
Imagine wind druids are very useful in strength testing, like rigging and sails and what have you.
Are you familiar with the series Shadow and Bone?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's all sorts of like elemental users and whatnot, and they've got this big like shadow that sort of separates this continent in two, and to cross this shadow they have these big boats on wheels, and they have their wind users like pushing wind into the into the sails. It's like it's very cool. It's very neat. I like it.
It's what I imagined. Yeah, it would have to be done here too. I feel like every major pirate boat would want a druid or some magic user on board.
You don't get caught in the
doldrums. Little boost. But yeah, speaking of the Eye of Abednego, like I said, you're also tasked by the Master of Gales, who's actively seeking you kind of just take over his position as well as title. He asks you to kind of take over the running of the Free Captain's Regatta. And when you go back to the first Pirate Council meeting by King Cassius, he's talking a big grand game to make this like the biggest Free Captain's Regatta ever.
Big one. Like, does he want it to be longer, or does it want it just to be more, even more exciting?
I think maybe both, but yeah, definitely perhaps changing up the route a little bit.
Sure. Yeah.
Right now it's like about 100-mile race, but because you're going like into the storm for like a leg of it, you know, that takes a long time. Mm-hmm. So he'll ask you to, well, first of all, think about what your name would be if you're dropping Candoso for like a title like Master of Blank, mm-hmm. what that might be, but also to spend some time sailing the route that you want to set, but also perhaps just exploring it. I don't know if you can, how long can you just fly forever now? I'm guessing into the wind and.
I mean, so, not really. It's unfortunately the flight doesn't really work like that anymore. And so
you have a phantom steed though that can
that's kind of what I use for
quite a long time.
That's kind of use what I use for my flight. Mm-hmm. It's like an 8 hours per day phantom steed that can fly at 60 feet, 80 feet. And so
you can easily this route without worrying your ship as you're going along the old route, the route that your ship took through, the Raker Shoals and Gojra's Flow. You come back to the point known as Iris's Splinters, and you get a little bit of a psychic emanation, a feeling that you've not gotten since the race, that of the giant kaiju-sized dragon turtle known as Hergenzosk, hiding from your presence beneath the waves here, perhaps pretending like it's not waiting to crush ships.
Yeah,
underneath. Yeah, I think maybe you get a sense that it is.
Let's see. I suppose it actually speaks draconic rather than like just animal speak. But I will. Obviously, I fought it ferociously when it attacked me on a ship. But I will dive down beneath the waves and use a speak to animals spell to call out to it and I will tell it that I will say, Hergenzost, you have a home in this place, and as long as I am here, I will see to it that the ships of the Shackles will avoid your territory. If another ship comes here, though, I only ask that you destroy it completely. And I don't know what dragon turtles like, but I will see to it that whatever they like is delivered here. And no, like just drop them off a big old lump of something good. Maybe a whale. I bet they like whales.
Oh yeah. You're just popping over like a blue whale for it to munch on.
Yeah, right. Yeah. That is a little sign of a truce. Just
as you come down to parlay with it, it rises up from the ocean's floor here. Mm-hmm. Which, there's giant rocks, so it's not too far down.
I may approach it in dragon form when I do this.
Oh.
So, like.
Exciting.
Yeah, just in case he's short-tempered and doesn't have a particularly high int.
No. Great question. No, it's pretty good. Pretty smart creatures. I think they're definitely skew wiser than smarter as if you think dragons are long-lived, I think dragon turtles are much more so. Right, and even by dragon turtle standards, Hergenzosk is like a young adult. like a few hundred years old is not super ancient. And he'll come up to from the bottom and just looks like a big old island rising out of the water here, and popping its head out. It's like, oh, my kind has been in this place longer than the great storm has raged. Those who try to enter, I prevent a slow death by giving them a short one. I thank you for your offer of whale meat. I don't particularly like hunting them myself, but they taste very good. Oh, what be your name, Magikin?
Now's the time that I have to come up with my name. Oh,
wait. So sorry, Jabert. Put you on the spot.
Oh, we'll see. Okay, hey, let me get that.
You can't be Gales, unfortunately. It's taken. Mm-hmm. It's been done. So just Google other weather related. The simple one that
Thesaurus.
The simple one I came up with was just Master of Storms, but it seems like that seems
a little
easy.
Yeah,
that could be the general name for the position. Which I don't know how long the Master of Gales had taken over Drenchport, but he was an old man, he was an old human man, and druids can live a long time.
Let's see. I'm thinking maybe like Tempest seems a little on the nose as well, because I've been casting the Tempest spell the entire time.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
It would have to be plural, like Master of Tempests.
Yeah. Or like, Let's see.
And always do squalls.
Yeah, we'll go master. No one wants something other than master. I don't want to just be like master of cut and paste, whatever the other guy was.
Oh.
I
didn't even think about changing up the master.
Hmm.
The Doctor of Wind.
Dr. Gusto. I mean, frankly, Dr. Gusto sounds pretty fucking rad.
Whoa.
Sorry.
We talked about in one of the other one-on-ones, a weather wizard. And I was like, wait, I think that's just a DC villain. Weather
wizard. Yeah, let's go, Tempest Lord is also a spell, but I'm just gonna go with Lord of Tempests.
Cool. Yeah, so do you want to reveal to Hergenzosk your true form, maybe cast some cool lightning spells?
Yeah, I totally will. Yeah, I'll make a big show out of it.
Yeah. they I think for their part will also try to impress you by like summoning a tsunami, the crash against the two rocks here jutting out of the ocean, and it tries to summon a storm, and I imagine he can summon a much larger one.
Well,
dragon turtles have the ability to summon storms. It's crazy.
Yeah, I think I remember that. It's pretty rad. They're pretty cool. Yes, I will. I'm duly impressed. I'm not gonna try to. I'm not gonna like blow like a level 10 cataclysm on him to like show him up. But I'll like try to match him in power and.
But like, don't make me make a reflex save. The dragon turtle's so lower level than you. Right. You fought it in book 3.
Oh my god! It was like accidentally just kill this old dragon.
You're just having a good time slinging lightning, and then you look down and it's like, oh no.
Oh no.
It's like, tell my wife and kids I love them. Bye. No, if you're duly impressed by the dragon turtle who, capsized the Tidebreaker and nearly destroyed the ship before escaping, it's extremely impressed now. I think it can see your kind of mastery of the storm, and will kind of bow its head and offer you something that perhaps no one else in the entire Shackles has ever gotten from Hergenzosk or any of the ancient dragon turtles that reside in these waters. It offers you a ride on its back. Kind of fall Muad'Dib style, yeah.
Oh, dope. Yeah, yeah. I bring up my hooks and I throw them into the back and I ride them like the like all Atreides.
The rest of the Kraken Lightning crew watches you come out of the storm, sea spray blasting Candoso in the face, riding Hergenzosk like wee. But yeah, you can spend
the world.
Spend the next month or so setting up the new Free Captain's Regatta, perhaps. Hergenzosk can be a part of that, just like scaring pirate crews, but you explain that they're not here like permanently. They're not going to mess up their territory or anything. Mm-hmm. And maybe a little friendship develops over the next month with the dragon turtle. And you get a sense indeed of what the Master of Gales explained to you, that there are deeper, darker, evil things lurking in the storm outside of its magical nature and its natural nature. There are other things that exist in this, 200 mile wide hurricane. But yeah, that does it, I think, for Candoso's story in becoming the Lord of Tempests. The next year is replete with you having to juggle responsibilities as a new pirate lord, taking your ship out and also answering calls from King Cassius as a trusted ally. This is not the end of Candoso's story, of course, because we have a few more episodes after we do all these one-on-ones where we will hear more tales and see how the old crew of the Tidebreaker comes back together again after a year or so of being apart. That's still to come in episodes 197 to 200. We're going to 200 this podcast, Bert.
Here we go.
200. Yeah, that's going to do it for us.
That's exciting.
We've come up with some pretty awesome names here. And yeah, this is something. This is also something like one. I didn't see Cassius necessarily becoming king until like later on as we started playing. But I didn't also see Candoso taking over for the Master of Gales. But I think once I realized it's like, oh, the Master of Gales gets pummeled and like taken hostage. And it's like, oh, that's not a good look for a pirate lord. That is something that can happen in like just the regular AP. It's like, oh yeah, they can totally take out Master of Gales and Aranax and Demeon during the Chilish invasion. So some repercussions for that, perhaps.
Look, I didn't get killed
over the course of 20 levels. Oh, right. So yeah, that'll do for this episode. A little shorter one, but Jabert, thank you for playing with me. And by playing, I mean,
I appreciate this.
Just chatting.
Yeah, thank you, Patrick, for hanging out with me. And thank you for this entire campaign. This has been a ton of fun. It's a bit. Thank you both times, I guess.
Yeah, I was about to say we'll talk about that in. We have several episodes once the podcast officially ends, where we're going to talk all about your character and the process of playing a second edition version of this game, and yeah, just do a kind of a little post podcast kind of discussion. But yeah, that's for the future. Right now we are on the march to episode 200 and the end of the podcast. So folks, Patreon pirates, freebie captains, keep listening. We have a bunch more of Dead Man Roll No Crits before the official sign off, but for this week, that is gonna do it. Thank you Jabert, and yo-ho.
Yo-ho indeed.
Yar har. Till next week.